What's up, y'all? My name is Jake.
And my name is Carl.
And you're listening to Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. Thank you all so much for listening. We deeply appreciate it. Today, we're going to be talking about some Sexual Assault Awareness Month interviews that I conducted with a friend of mine. And we're going to kind of react to them. Carl really hasn't heard any of these. And also, I'm a little sick, so please bear in mind that my voice does not sound the best. How are you, Carl?
I'm all right. It's April, man. We're going to rickroll into Sam. I'm really excited. And this is a new process for us. I'm pretty hyped to hear what you all talked about on the plaza with mostly random dudes, I am to understand.
Yeah.
Cool. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. A little sick again, but excited to do this podcast. And yeah, April is going to be hectic.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
Sexual Assault Awareness Month, just so many events, so much going on. It's a good kind of hectic. I'm excited. So
for this podcast, we wanted to do it a little differently. Jake and Will took to the plaza and asked a bunch of dudes about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we'll hear the first interview and then I'm going to kind of react to it. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Hi, we're on campus. What is your name?
Marcelino.
Hi, Marcelino. We're on the plaza today. Just letting you know, Sexual Assault Awareness Month is April. So we're bringing some attention and light to the statistics that 1 in 4 women, 1 in 6 men, and 1 in 2 transgender folks will experience sexual assault in a lifetime. What are some general reactions or thoughts around those statistics or Sexual Assault Awareness Month in general?
When I first came to college, when I first through orientation, hearing those statistics, I was kind of shocked by them. But now as like a junior, having been here for 3 years, and you kind of see like the way college life kind of functions and kind of like the atmosphere that is like able to like, I guess, be sustained here. Like, sadly, like that you hear that, like I hear the statistics now and like they kind of match up to like, I guess, what you would kind of see happening on campus and just like even... not even just on campus, but around Fort Collins in general, which is like a college town.
Thank you. What do you think of like for the next steps, like after awarenesses?
Actually, I was just talking about this with someone like the other day, because people were handing out little like sexual assault awareness ribbons, last week, and like I was just kind of like, to me, I don't think anyone isn't aware that sexual assault is happening. I think everyone knows it's a thing. I think everyone knows it's an issue. I think at this point, it's just like getting people to really rally behind the issue and understanding that it is an issue and it's an issue that everyone should be like trying to attend to and working to find solutions to. And I think at this point, there are still a lot of people who aren't willing to come into the conversation about that, which is what we need to do.
Perfect. Thank you.
Was the first one a warm up, Jake?
Basically.
Okay, because Marcelino is someone that I know as well, and he's been through Men in the Movement a little bit, and so he better have been on point in some of his stuff, yeah. Right? Okay, cool. I like that. I think Marcelino is right in the sense that if you aren't aware that sexual assault is a thing, you have literally been living underneath a rock.
Right, and like I think it's really important that we kind of stay true to that in a way of saying, like, because he did kind of was like almost show that someone was... out there kind of doing Sexual Assault Awareness Month like at work, but
right, we were aware
probably not the best group. I don't know who they actually were, but
I really like the follow up. You have to follow up every time of after awareness, what's the next step?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we tried to go deeper, but usually they wouldn't get that
right.
Far. But
okay, yeah, because I think his response around like there's kind of a right way and a wrong way to do it. Moving beyond awareness, it seems like a bit of a mystery to him. So that's cool. Should we go to the next one?
Yeah.
Word.
Hi there. Can you state your name?
My name is Brian.
So we're trying to bring awareness that the statistics of 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men and 1 in 2 transgender folks will experience sexual assault in their lifetime. Do you have any thoughts or feelings around this?
Not really, but I think it's good that you guys are doing this, though. I think that a lot of people aren't really aware that sexual assault is as prevalent as it is because it doesn't happen in their own life. So they kind of think that, like, because it hasn't happened to them, it doesn't happen at all. Mm. So it's kind of, I think those statistics are really important to bring to light because, like, it kind of shows people who haven't experienced it that it is a real issue in our community and that we do need to make changes and, like, help educate people about it to do better for the future. So, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Is there another step we could take after awareness, and what would that be?
I think all you can do is make people aware. Like, I know there are some gray areas in terms of like how the law is written, and it could be kind of like weird. But like, all you can do is like make people aware that it goes on, so they can hold other people accountable. Like, you can't really stop it from happening because like bad people are gonna do it.
I know I roll Brian when he said, I'm glad that you all are doing it. Because that actually reminds me of our very first episode with Finger Guns Guy. I'm like, glad that you're doing it, but like slowly backing away. But I do think the idea of awareness is a key component to doing this. It seems like at least the two that we've heard so far, a bit of a running theme.
Yeah. When we were talking, I did talk to Will and said, like, that was literally what we talked about in our first episode. Like, we were talking about complacency and how kind of he seemed to really be there and like, glad you're doing it, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting. I kind of liked the fact that he did say, let's hold each other accountable, but
agreed.
I don't know if that's because he knew he was being recorded. Like, right. I just feel like that was why. I don't know if that's really what he would say if we were just to have a regular conversation.
Oh, maybe. I think.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I do think that there is a certain, we're at a level where people want to do something about it. So far, I'm hearing a lot of confusion in terms of how that looks.
Right.
And then I personally, one of my pet peeves is like, I don't know what it is. It's like it's like a completed thought, you know, like, oh, people are always going to do it if they want to. Like that type of attitude just pisses me off in the sense of, no, I don't think we should live in that space. Like, I think we need to believe that everyone can do better. But that's me. I understand people who say that and think that. I do think that it's a bit of a cop out to like not think about it deeper.
Yeah, I was sitting with that too. And I was like, I don't know, like I really have a hard time with that because it's like, then you're just letting it continue to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it like lines up with the complacency a little bit, you know?
Right.
Like,
so overall, I mean, I don't know why I'm in the business of judging what people think and say, but I do think we gain insight in the way that men think about sexual assault when they're presented with the statistics. So I think this is good.
Yeah.
So I'm here on the positive with Mike. Sam is this April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, so we're trying to raise awareness around the statistics of 1 in 4 women, 1 in 6 men, 1 in 2 transgender folks experience sexual assault in their lifetime. Do you have any thoughts or feelings around that?
So for me, I mean, I've always kind of heard about sexual assault and the Sexual Assault Month, but I think the most I've really learned about it was when I came here to college. And I think that's a huge problem because the fact that, I mean, I understand at our age it's kind of a better area for us to fully kind of understand it and grasp it. But I feel like when I was in high school and whatnot, I barely got any, you know, education on it. And I'm very happy that, you know, learning here, I got to learn more about it, you know, being an RA, learning more in depth about the different statistics that they have. And the awareness programs that we have here on campus are amazing. I just kind of wish that it starts younger, you know, down at least at high school. So that way it's more of a prevalent thing in our culture.
That's a shoe election in the background, huh?
Yeah, because like I feel like nowadays you only really see it, at least here on my college campus at CSU, and then in the media and like Hollywood and whatnot. But otherwise, I feel like you don't really get much information on it. And I feel like it's definitely a subject that needs to be brought up more often, and people need education on it. And I think that really needs to start at a younger age. But yeah,
for sure.
What was his name?
Mike,
I agree with Mike in terms of like, there are times where I feel we're a little too late when we get to college and trying to talk about this thing. I think it was interesting to think about the maturity level in terms of talking about sexual violence, because I don't think I've ever thought about the association of you need to be a certain age to fully understand what sexual assault is. I don't necessarily know if I agree with that, but I've never really thought about that before.
Yeah. And he said, like, I wish I learned it earlier, at least high school.
Right.
And I would disagree with that and say at least like elementary school, but earlier than college sounds pretty good at this point.
Yes, absolutely. And I also think, like, shout outs to the campus, because he talked about how there's a ton of resources out there and his involvement as an RA increases that knowledge, right? So
yeah.
And then when I think about how many men identified RAs there are far fewer than there are women identified RAs. And so getting men more involved in stuff on campus will actually help with sexual assault statistics across campus.
And the funny thing is with RAs, if you're a dude, you get the likelihood of you getting hired is a lot higher.
And student affairs in general, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, okay. Let's listen to the rest of the interview. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Is there another step that we can take past awareness? What are your thoughts on that?
So when you're saying awareness, you mean like classes and whatnot, or in general, just like speaking about it?
Yeah, so just like any overall awareness or knowledge around the subject, and what could we, I guess, do past that to make it maybe different or better?
Well, I think definitely, I forgot what that movement was. Was it the Me Too movement? Was that, you know, kind of outright calling it out, like, of what it is, and instead of hiding it and putting it, like, you know, under the bed, you know, instead of, like, holding that all the many years, whatever, how long they took that under. I feel like you have to, in many ways, like, even though how hard it can be, you know, you have to show it to the world, and we have to make that determination, which I'm pretty sure most people can agree with, that it's a terrible terrible thing, yeah. And, I mean, it is what it is right now, but I think right now it's growing more, and people out there like you and your programs and different programs out there are definitely making a huge effort to reach out to people who don't really know a lot about it. And I think that's where it starts. I don't really know specifics of, like, what else you could do for right now. Specifically here at a college level, I think definitely having, you know, those programs that everyone, that the different clubs here have, that, you know, at least try to bring some people in. I mean, obviously you're not going to get a lot of people, but, you know, the people that do come, you know, learn that good information about whatever is being taught, and then, you know, hopefully they can go, you know, spread it out to their friends, and then, you know, ideally, you know, that domino effect. But yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course, bro.
I think it's sad that it's obvious not a whole lot of people will go and do, like, anti-sexual violence work. I think that's what he was implying. But yeah, I mean, go Mike.
Right. I really like the fact that he talked about, like, bringing light to the Me Too movement, and him almost saying, like, he's, like, kind of ignorant to it as well. And he almost was like, this is a f***ing problem. And he stopped himself. I was like, no, it is a problem. Say it.
We need more of that, right?
Right.
I was going to say initially, I'm struck by some of the distancing that these men do to, like, engaging or self-reflecting. They're always saying, like, it's great that other people call it out. And by other people, I do think they are meaning women, right?
Right.
I know this isn't the best format to do it because we need to keep the podcast relatively short, but asking, like, do you see yourself doing that? Or, like, have you witnessed times where you didn't? Like, interrogating this aspect of, like, I think we should keep paying attention to, are these men sort of distancing themselves from the issue, and how are they doing it? Because if we can figure out how they're distancing themselves, then we can ask the right questions to try to not to close that distance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool.
To close that gap for sure.
I like Mike.
Hey, we're on the plaza here at CSU's campus. So we're with a couple guys. Mind saying your names?
Mitch, Zach, Cole.
Right on. Hey, Mitch, Zach, and Cole. So we're just out here on campus asking some people. We know April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we're just trying to bring some light and awareness to the statistics that 1 in 2 trans folks, 1 in 4 women, and 1 in 6 men will experience sexual assault in their lifetime. So just some, what are your general thoughts, reactions to some of those statistics or Sexual Assault Awareness Month in general?
It's a lot higher than I thought.
I would definitely say that you don't hear about it as much when, like, it's just like an everyday basis, but when you hear it statistically, it definitely is a lot bigger of an issue than you originally realized.
Yeah, those are some pretty alarming rates.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Do you think there's, like, stuff to do, like, other than awareness, or, like, more than awareness, after awareness, things along those lines?
I would say just taking, like, the necessary steps to make sure that you know what you're getting into, and to know what's about, like, just with any sexual encounter, just being able to be aware of, like, the situation, and just use common sense in any situation, really. So,
yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Right on. Yeah. I wish I knew that guy's name, but, like, that was the first self-reflective piece, I think. Even if he said the word you, like, all of these guys are saying the way, like, they're using the word you instead of I, instead of, like, I think that's one of the components of distancing yourself from the situation. Cause he said, like, those statistics are high, and once you are aware of how high those statistics are, it's a problem or whatever, opposed to saying, I didn't realize how high those were, and I think it's a problem.
Yeah, it's almost like just calling out other people, right? Instead of like saying, this is what I'm doing, like you said, and it's just not holding anyone accountable, mm-hmm. and it's just really quite annoying. But I'm glad that we got to even interview these dudes. We just kind of had to, Will had to drag them over. So, and yeah. I think they identified as like fraternity men. So,
okay, cool. Yeah, and the wind made it hard to hear, but he was talking about, I wish I could catch his name, but there's three of them. So he was talking about just using common sense when engaging in sexual acts or something along those lines.
Yeah.
That is good. I wish we knew what common sense meant to these guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if the socialization of men warps this idea of common sense, particularly knowing that like brain chemistry stuff during sexual stimulation is different. Things change.
Yeah.
But I think the other two guys going, yeah, I totally agree with that, and like trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I thought it was pretty funny. So the discomfort created just from a direct ask around what are the next steps to prevent sexual assault after awareness is something to continue to keep track of in this last clip, hopefully, maybe.
And we had that, like, basically that primary interviewer and then the two, like, almost hype men. And they were like, it just seemed like they're like, yep, agree. Yeah, bro. Like, that's kind of what it seemed like.
It also highlights for me the power of men in leadership positions and the influence that they have. Because imagine that guy saying, like, the three of us should do more. And those guys kind of just do the same thing. Like, I think that's also something that I took away from there.
I'm here with
Mitch Cook.
Right on. Hey, Mitch. So we know that April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
That's
and so we're just out here asking some people and bringing some awareness and knowledge to the statistics that 1 in 2 trans folks, 1 in 4 women, and 1 in 6 men will experience sexual assault in their lifetime. So just what are some of your general thoughts or reactions to those statistics or Sexual Assault Awareness Month in general?
I feel like those seem about right, just from the background I've had with it. They're definitely higher than anyone wants, I think. I think Sexual Assault Awareness Month is, I mean, honestly, this is like the first thing I've seen about it on campus as you. So I'd like it to be a little more present.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Thank you. And what do you think, like, the word awareness is definitely in SAM, Sexual Assault Awareness Month. What do you think there is, like, above awareness, more than awareness, or, like, after awareness, things along those lines?
I mean, I'm a firm believer that awareness is great to a certain extent. At a certain point, you gotta start doing stuff. So that comes with me to try to be a stand-up dude and not be a sexual assaulter and try to, you know, form with people who are trying to do the right thing. It's the whole statement of doing something and not talking about doing something. So I'm definitely a firm believer in that.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Excellent. Don't do it. That is an absolutely great step after awareness.
Right.
Well done, White Mitch number two. That's cool. Yeah. No, I think it's fascinating to hear. I don't see much about it, which means we have to bring it to the people, opposed to people who think like that seeking it out, and maybe particularly men seeking it out. Right.
Right.
So I assume you handed him some resources in terms of, well, guess what?
Yeah. It was really interesting how he was like, I'm going to be a stand-up dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was a way of like him showing power in a way that would seem a little better than showing power in other ways. But it was kind of cool to actually see a little bit of that self-reflection and say, this is what I probably should do. And this is how I can hold myself accountable. That's maybe what I read. What's your thoughts around that?
I would latch on to the intention behind it, right? I think he feels strongly that he is a good man. And I think holding on to that is okay. I think I would much rather have that as a baseline opposed to like, oh, those statistics are fake. So I want us to be very careful about the ways in which we push men like White Mitch number two into like not thinking men in the movement is cool or not thinking that we're cool by saying that's not good enough, Mitch, because it is kind of good enough at this point. So leveraging this, I want to be a stand-up guy into, oh, cool. Like this guy said the word, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
Or are you going to do anything about
it?
Do you use the word? And why would we ask that? Like, I think there's really, I don't know It's complicated. I think it's nuanced, and we won't know unless we talk to him, like get him in the studio and talk to him a little bit more
right,
about it. But.
Right. Because I think, yeah, like there is a side of like, this is a good, like what he said was good and it sounds like he actually cares. But at the same time, is this, can this also be like only one way that he will be a quote unquote stand up dude?
Maybe. Know? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. It was just more about like, what do you think about his intentions?
Yeah, that's good. I think he's slowly moving more into like, I wish there was more. I hope I see him at our events and then eventually I'm in the movement. Like, I think that's the kind of energy we need. And there's a couple guys in there right now that remind me of him. And so, yeah, no, I think that was cool. So what was your overall sort of takeaway from this experience?
I think it was really kind of cool to talk to men on Plaza and see what their reactions were and what my language I was using to see if they could interview with me. I think intentionally I wanted to say folks instead of men, so then they would get less defensive at first.
Okay.
Will and I played with it a lot with thinking about, yeah, using the word like people or men and seeing like if that produces this like, oh, not all men
right.
sort of mentality. And we didn't really get that, which was fascinating. We did talk to some dudes that didn't want to be recorded.
Okay.
And most of the conversations were similar to these recordings. So that was interesting too. And so I guess it was interesting there is that some of that awareness, even within these men being recorded, that I think maybe they changed and shifted their own thinking around it after being asked that question. Going that next step with asking after awareness, I think they all just seemed to be very stunned, almost like some of the reaction, like the facial expressions were like either they knew what they were going to say or they're really perplexed and didn't know what to do after that.
And I think that's okay.
So I think that's fine. I just thought it was a common theme.
That's the thing. Like, we as men are never forced to think about what's next, because that's part of the function of privilege of not having to think about sexual violence or sexual assault right. at all to even imagine what next steps could be. So I think that's a really great insight and a really great observation that I'm glad you brought in, because we don't get the facial expressions obviously in an audio recording, but if there was some level of perplexity in what's next, then I think we start finding where we should be doing quote unquote our work, is giving men more next steps after awareness, because at least in these five interviews there seems to be at least a baseline level of awareness and even some level of passion of addressing the issue, and that's cool. I don't think I expected that, actually.
Yeah, I also didn't expect it either. I almost kind of wish we at least had one interview that was like, f*** your statistics. Just to engage in that kind of dialogue. But for the most part, we just ran into men that seemed to at least kind of give one f***. I don't know if they gave more than
one,
that.
Yeah. But, so it makes me wonder, the statistics still hold true sort of across the board. And it has been sort of held true for the last 10 years or so.
Right.
I would be fascinated to know two things. One, are they still that or is it going down? And two, if they're still holding it 1 in 4, 1 in 6, and 1 in 2, and we know that 98% of those perpetrators are men, what is missing when these are tiny, tiny sample size of men are aware and seem to think there is at least something that we can do after awareness, but then the numbers are still high? We're still missing a piece.
Right.
And I think that's a dangerous combination when these men are aware and want to do something, but then don't realize if they're supporting and or perpetrating it themselves.
Right. And so I thought about when, like, one of the dudes said about common sense, like we kind of even talked about already, like, what is common sense then? Is it consent? Right. Do you think about consent? That's, I think, the level of common sense we need to have as men to really know whether we're
perpetrating it,
you know?
Because, like, it might be common sense to them that if a woman makes out with you, then the sex is on.
Right.
You know, that, and we talked a little bit about it in the Aziz podcast, but like, that might be the common sense of, or that guy's common sense. So it's good that we're starting there. I feel like that's an elevated level of a starting point, and I think that's good news. I do think it changes the nature of what we're doing, you and I as cis men, in terms of what are then the next steps for us in asking questions, right? I think you all demonstrated that by saying, these are the stats. What do you think? Oh, good. You're aware. So what's next? Getting men to think about what's next.
Yeah.
what the tricky part is, there's a ton of examples of men doing the next steps and doing it really, really poorly.
Right.
And so we have to be some of that guiding force. We have to be out there all the time. We have to be leaders in this in ways that don't also centralize us as like glorified good guys.
Right. Like that walk a mile in their shoes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
So yeah, exactly. Cool. All right. That was fun. I'm glad we did that. And
yeah, me too.
We should probably do more of that. Shout outs to Will for going out there and hanging out with you on the plaza.
Thank you so much, Will.
Shout out to those guys that decided to stay and talk a little bit. Like, I think that was really cool. And I think we'll try to find ways to integrate that more.
Yeah, I think so too. It'll be really interesting to see.
For those of you who are listening today, check out more SAM events from the WJC. We got hashtag B2 and Radical Self Love. We have the Concentra's Beyond Carnival, and we have Take Back the Night, and hopefully we'll see you there. That will do it for this episode of Do You Even Lift Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. If you have feedback, thoughts, comments, questions, or want to be interviewed for a podcast, please email wgac@colostate.edu. That's wgac@colostate.edu. Huge shout out to the partnership between the Women and Gender Advocacy Center and KCSU here at Colorado State University. These are the folks that even allow us to do this thing. For more content about masculinities, check out meninthemovement.blogspot.com. And for more information about the WGAC, go to wgac.colostate.edu. For more KCSU content, go to kcsufm.com. Music production by Xavier Hadley, aka Zavley. Check him out at soundcloud.com/Xavier Hadley. That's XAVIERHADLEY. Thanks for listening and see you at SAM events.
See ya.
Peace.
What's up, y'all?
Nope,
my name
sorry.
Is...
Okay. Yep.
That's a blooper right there.
Maybe.